B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Oh, you guys.
Is it a good morning?
No, you guys sound dead, tired.
I haven't talked yet.
You sound normal for some odd reason.
Yeah, because Manny got to sleep last night. He didn't have to listen to himself snore.
Did I snore?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. If you don't know what we're talking about, Manny and Loren have now been handcuffed together for, in the last 24 hours.
23 hours?
Yeah, 23
and a half.
23 and a half hours. And, yeah.
We have so much to get to. It's crazy how our day went yesterday and how many people we ran into and how many people... you know what's weird is we ran into a bunch of people who didn't hear the show yesterday but found out about it because they follow us on socials.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, at the MRL show.
We also went to Queen Park Social and we met the Uber versus Lyft driver, which
oh
was
my gosh.
Awesome.
Hilarious.
And by the way, we Felvin. Have the copyright on the podcast. Don't anybody listening, don't think you're going to start the Lyft Uber podcast. Mm-hmm. That's us. But yeah, that's right. Two guys showed up and they didn't know each other. One was an Uber driver. One was a Lyft driver. And then by the time they left, they were exchanging numbers.
That's awesome.
Connections made at Queen Park Social. Yeah. We bowled with TV's Derek James from WCCB. And Loren and I handcuffed. Almost beat him.
Yeah, we didn't do so bad. That's what... I don't want to say that's when we were getting along, but...
Yeah, you guys have fallen apart since then. I honestly,
we have all morning to talk about this because I don't know where it went wrong.
I do.
How do you know? You weren't even around.
She was texting Roy. Me.
And by the way, if I'm taking sides, I'm on hers.
Thank you, Roy.
What happened? We'll find out later on this morning, 6:35, when we get unhandcuffed. Loren, we're 30 minutes away from being unhandcuffed.
I know. I'm counting the minutes.
So many people are asking, how do you go to the bathroom? Oh, how did you get changed? Well, we gave each other 3-minute breaks when we had to. 3-minute break to get dressed. 3-minute break to take a quick shower.
But if you were unhooked, you had 3 minutes.
Yeah. And we sat there and we were going, 40 seconds!
Oh my gosh, that's too much pressure. I don't know if I'd be able to slide one out.
Ew. Oh.
What?
I will tell you this. I am not, like, I told you yesterday morning before we got handcuffed, I took a 20-minute shower, blew out my hair, yeah. Like, did what I needed to do that I knew I couldn't do within 3 minutes of doing all day yesterday. I have not truly been to the bathroom in 24
hours. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I have been with no problems. My daily routine really hasn't been that affected somehow. It's destroyed Loren's life, but I've managed to get through somehow because I'm an idiot.
By the way, and that is the problem.
That is the problem. You're right.
Total, like, zero self-awareness.
So a while back, we knew the Jonas Brothers were coming, and you guys who listen to the show know that the family lives in Belmont. Mom and Dad live in Belmont, Kevin and Denise, and Grandma lives up there, too, and we have a nice relationship with those guys. So Kevin in the MRL morning show, Kevin Sr. in the MRL morning show planned on doing something really cool where we did some sort of a interactive get-together with the Jonas Brothers and, like, either at Nelly's up in Belmont or Nelly's would bring food in and we can get a group of people and have a party. And Kevin Sr. and the guys were all for it. And then, like, apparently the record label, whoever runs the Jonas Brothers and owns... i.e. Scooter Braun, Taylor Swift stuff, the record label was like, no, we just don't have time to do that. You know, they have to manage the day.
Sure.
So that didn't happen. And then we just kind of didn't talk to Kevin Sr. for a while. And then yesterday at like 1:30 in the afternoon, while Loren and I were getting ready to go shopping at the Harris Teeter, I got a text from his assistant. And she's like, hey, Manny, how many tickets do you guys need?
Oh, wow.
And we were like, we haven't spoken to you since, like, August about this.
Yeah.
We didn't even, you know, we knew we were sending our listeners and stuff.
Sure.
But we didn't know we were going on our own. And I would have to say at that point, at about 1:38
Wednesday afternoon,
we lost Ren.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah.
I was not mentally prepared for what ensued last night.
But, see, like, to me, and it's the same thing that I tell Amanda, I'm like, yo, that's the fun thing about our job. It's like,
right, but
if you have the ability, let's roll.
Sure, if that would have been a normal day, but the fact that we were handcuffed together and I had already mentally prepared myself for being handcuffed to you and like what our schedule was yesterday, that's where the nosedive happened for me.
I don't know if you can tell there's tension, y'all.
there's really not, though.
No, there is. You just have zero awareness.
Again, the fact that you can't see it.
Right.
I'm surprised at you, Loren.
Okay. Are you that surprised with me?
I thought we were okay.
Did you really think that 24 hours being handcuffed together,
a good idea?
Everything was going to be fine?
Hey, we met the Jonas Brothers last night. We hung out with the boys. We sat in Nick's Tequila Lounge. Okay, so what? We were handcuffed together, but...
I can't wait to hear how your nighttime routine went. I can't wait to hear about everything.
Well, we'll fill you in with everything.
Oh, including snores.
Yeah, including how we... got questioned by the cops.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we'll get into that and everything else going on in the world.
All right.
Does it matter? Oh, by the way, you can go on to WCCB at 6:35 this morning to watch us get unhandcuffed. TV's Derek James is interested in what's going on in our lives, so they're going to broadcast it.
He was bowling with you, so I can't wait to hear the update on that.
All right. No Jonas Brothers tickets today.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, come and gone. Clear. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. 23 hours and 50 minutes into you guys being handcuffed, and we're going to be doing the decuffing soon. Now, I want to know about the sleeping arrangements. And I know we're all morning long, we're going to be sharing stories of you two being handcuffed together. But just, I want to know what happened last night.
Well, we were originally supposed to sleep at Manny's house, but after our plans changed and we went to Jonas Brothers, we ended up sleeping at my house. And we stayed in one of my spare bedrooms, and I slept on the bed and he slept on the floor.
Oh, so your arm was...
I was pulling on her because I was down below, so I was letting my arm flop, and so she had to, like...
It was, like, hanging down over the side of the bed.
That's awful.
You know,
and I'm a belly sleeper, and the way that, like, he was on... If you're looking at the bed, he was on the right side of the bed, so there's no way for me to sleep on my belly and have my hand over, so I had to sleep on my back, which kept me up, and then made me snoring also kept me up.
So you guys are going to be tired and cranky.
I mean, my back hurts from, but she has the chateau where we slept last night. Loren's house is, as we call it the chateau, has a nice carpet, which was nice, but I was half on the carpet and half off the carpet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was like a rug, I guess. So my left side was like on the hardwood, but my right side was on the rug. It wasn't good. But I'm running on pure adrenaline and coffee. So, you know, I really can't wait to take a good nap today.
We're going
to
be checking in with Derek James from WCCB News Rising. He joined us yesterday for part of the handcuffing fun where we went to Queen Park Social and you guys were handcuffed and doing Jenga and...
We played basketball. We played the arcade basketball game. We bowled.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically enough, my bowling was actually pretty good because being handcuffed to Loren in bowling meant I had to keep my arm straight.
Yeah.
So my ball went slow, but it went down the lane.
It was great.
Clever Trevor, our digital intern, took a video. It took the ball 7 seconds to get down the lane. 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
That's
down
how slow
the lane.
It was. What's going on, Nicole? What's up with WCCB?
We're just doing some test runs.
Oh, okay. Did they want to talk to us while we're testing? We can pot them up. Hello?
Very, very well.
They're on TV right now.
Okay. Is that as loud as they're going to go?
No, they probably just have us turned
down. We could probably turn them up on our end with the mixer.
Can you turn my mic off so I can use it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So are you going to turn them up so we can hear them more?
Yeah. We'll test all that in...
But maybe now is the time to test it because I have it potted up. You know what I mean? That's all. Because it'll sound different in Q.
All right.
Sorry, everybody.
We're going to do all our technical testing with you guys.
Well, we're trying to set this up so that we can start doing like a weekly check-in with Derek and the whole crew over at Rising. get their opinions on things, you know. Derek used to be a radio guy before he was a TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
He got soon. Oh, now it's getting louder.
Yeah, it's getting louder.
Flying or someone you love is flying in.
Yeah, and avoid getting in that travel.
That's like staticky, but louder.
Affect your health.
There you go. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Better.
They're going to commercial now. But yeah, Derek left radio to go do TV and make money in his career, which
was
smart.
I know, but what I find fascinating is that he tells us, because back when he used to work in this building, he tells us stories and nothing's changed. It's the same thing.
And that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's like the same crap's going on.
Totally. Apparently, Loren's got audio of me snoring last night or making weird noises, as she said. So we'll play audio of that. We'll decuff ourselves. But first, we got to get into the dirty. Loren, you do have a job to do.
I do.
What's coming up?
So there's some big stars going out on tour with Oprah, and I'll tell you who they are. I think you'll be real interested. I know.
She plays the trombone. You have no idea.
It's a wellness tour, but I'll get y'all caught up to date in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Less than 10 minutes, Loren. 10 minutes, you'll have your freedom back.
I'm literally counting the moments.
All I'm waiting for him to get decuffed and then just attack you.
Or leave.
Yeah, just go
I just
home.
Might leave. Walk right out of the studio.
We propose that when we get unhandcuffed, you and Nicole do a handcuffing for an hour just to see what it's like.
I don't even want to subject you to this.
I mean, you guys were fine the first hour.
We were fine until like 2 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Oprah is going on a wellness tour, and she's taking some of her big-name celebrity friends with her. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez have just been added to the list. Now, she's going out on Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus tour. And it's going to kick off January 4th in Fort Lauderdale with Lady Gaga on hand. And then J-Lo will be at the February date in Los Angeles. But some of the other big names that are going to join her on tour are Kate Hudson, Amy Schumer, Michelle Obama, Tina Fey, The Rock.
I love that.
Yeah, and she'll be here in Charlotte on January 18th at the Spectrum
Center. Don't even try to get tickets. I did when she came. She sold out like in an hour.
I just looked. There's like resale tickets now, though.
What are they costing you, too, by the way?
Well, at the time, it was only like 40, 50 bucks. Like, I don't even want to think about what it is now.
Yeah.
97.
Okay.
For upper. Up to 100 bucks. Yeah. At the Spectrum Center, January 18th.
For her to sit here and be like, you should lose weight.
This thing starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah, it's a conference.
Plus, she's older. She probably wants to be asleep early.
Yeah. Anyway, Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus, we told you yesterday that there were rumors that they were breaking up or had already broken up. But Cody Simpson wanted to send a message that they are still together. Miley and Cody saw each other last week, and he visited her in Tennessee, and they're fine and still dating.
You know, Cody put that out.
Right. I always say where there's smoke, there's fire. So, you know, maybe he's just not privy to that information yet. And Nick Carter is getting a restraining order extended against his brother Aaron, but we'll talk more about that in the 7:30 Dirty.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more stories about the 24 hours of handcuffing, and we're going to unhandcuff ourselves.
We're going to have Derek James from WCCB News Rising join us as well, because he was part of the fun. But the cuffs are coming off, y'all. And it's happening in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Derek, we're on the radio live. don't swear.
Okay.
What's going on? Derek James, WCCB.
I'm talking to you and our producer here at WCCB News Rising at the same time.
We love you guys over there, WCCB News Rising 18 on our TV and here. And what's going on? So we were going to try and go live, but technical issues. Where are we at?
Well, I think we're going to have you audio-wise. We just can't see you.
Yeah, and you need to...
Which is great for television.
We can hear you fine, so everything's good on our end.
So that would make for great TV. The bosses love that. We're actually going to come back live here in just a second here on WCCB.
All right, and then are we staying with you, or are you dropping us?
Oh.
He went away.
Oh, okay.
I think they potted you down.
They potted him down. Oh, Loren. They're going live on TV.
Right now, 29
degrees in the high. Loren, we're 4 minutes over now.
WCCB traffic are on the way. I believe we have the MRL Morning Show from Kiss 95.1 joining us now. We can't see you, but we are able to hear you. Can you hear us, guys?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It'll be a good morning in about 4 minutes when we get these cuffs off. We're still in them.
Yeah, and Loren's not happy that we're 4 minutes over, by the way.
I saw on Twitter and in some of the other social media that the last 30 minutes have not been so hot. What's been happening in the last half hour?
No, I think I'm just a little sleep deprived. Manny has zero self-awareness, so he thinks everything's great.
No. Let me tell you, there's real drama going on, Derek. There's real drama because Manny forced Loren to go to the Jonas Brothers concert last night. And then on top of that, he snored all night and nobody could sleep. And the tensions are high. The show's falling apart.
We're looking at video right now here on Rising of yesterday when we went over to Queen Park Social.
And, Derek, have you told everyone how you just barely beat two people handcuffed together in a game of bowling? Or was that a different story this morning when he walked in, everyone?
You said, hey, I did not lose.
Okay.
What was the final? 115 to...
I think I had 111, and Loren was like 109.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really close. But here's the thing about this. I was, and I don't tell this to people, but I was once a young up-and-coming bowler in the Young American Bowling Association. So if I would have lost, they would have taken all of my awards away. I don't know about that. I don't think Yama. YABA. I think it's Young American Bowling.
He had some form. But I'll tell you this. I don't want to spare Loren any longer. She's been handcuffed to me for 24 hours. Yesterday after the show, we went and bought a birthday present for my wife, Amanda. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
And then we went and went shopping at the Harris Teeter, went to the Jonas Brothers show last night, and now we get to unleash ourselves from these handcuffs. And next year when we do our high school football picks, we're going to have a different bet. I think one of us will have to get the words Derek James tattooed somewhere on our body.
Okay, are we ready? I'm unhandcuffing them.
Oh, please.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
3, 2,
oh, thank you.
She ran out of here like somebody opened up a cage and a wild animal jumped out.
She probably had to go to the bathroom.
Well, we had fun with Derek. We had fun with you guys over at CCB. And, hey, we hope to be able to hang out with you guys more often on the radio and on TV.
Once we figure out how to get pictures, we'll make
that out. Have your people call our people.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go burn these handcuffs now.
Bye, you guys. Thanks, Derek. See you. Bye, everybody. There you go. Live on WCCB Rising. Love those guys. Derek has been a longtime friend of the Manny Ryan Loren Show. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic, and I would love to go back to my side of the
table. Yeah, leave. Seriously, walk back to your side.
Hold on. I'm turning off the mic.
Bye.
Yep. Pass everything over to her. Oh, no, she's walking out of the room. No, you're supposed to come back, Loren. She's gone.
You think she quit?
I do. After yesterday,
there
she did quit.
There's my girl.
Okay.
Can we play the handcuff song one last time?
Whatever.
I've already forgotten it.
Locked up.
I should have played this on CCB.
Break all the copyright issues.
You're going to win nuts.
Trying to sweat like a sauna. I'm trying to hit the Mayana. She like, boy, you ain't getting out till you put the cuffs on me.
Although I think the handcuffs in this situation is for a different reason.
He's basically very saying, different. He's going, the woman in his song isn't going to do any furniture moving unless he handcuffs her.
Yeah. By the way, let me tell you how stupid I am. He says, the handcuffs, your honor. I thought he was talking to a judge. When I first started, I'm like, oh, it's a legal criminal justice system song.
My gosh. Wow. 24 hours. You know, my arm was hurting yesterday, but right now it feels okay.
Right. My wrist feels a little weird now that we have Mauve.
A lot of people have so many questions. We're going to take a quick break. If you're just joining us, Loren and I are finally unleashed the chains that held us together for 24 hours. We're starting to take ideas for next year's high school football picks, what our payoff bet should be.
I feel like we need a break.
Reach out to us. Well, we don't have to do it until September. Unless you guys want to do high school basketball.
Ew.
No, I don't.
You can always reach out to us, 704-570-9595. There's people on hold, Loren, who saw us yesterday and want to have a little chat with us about what they saw. We'll get into that. Plus, we've got audio of the hell that was Loren's night. Trying to sleep. So much more to come. Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1. Roy, you ready to get into all this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear all this. I want to get to the real drama between you two.
I know you do. Don't go anywhere. Less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show exclusively right here on Kiss 95.1. And, of course, on the app. Make sure you're listening to the Kiss 95.1 app. You could do so in the car if you have Apple Play. Our app shows up on your dashboard, so that's really cool. You can also listen to the podcast there. So much is happening in the world of Manny, Roy, and Loren. A lot happened yesterday. Loren and I were handcuffed for 24 straight hours, got unhandcuffed about 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Things went south yesterday at about 1:30.
Yeah, I'd say right about there.
Yeah, right when we got the call that we were invited to go backstage to the Jonas Brothers show.
Yeah, and it had already been a really long day at that point. Like, we had obviously done a full show. We had gone to lunch at Queen Park Social. We had bowled. We'd played Jenga. We had played basketball, all these things.
I ate wings with Loren handcuffed to me.
Yeah, and we needed to go grocery shopping and find Mani's wife a gift for her birthday today. So at that point, all this is like unfolding in front of me, and I mentally prepared for that. And then the phone call comes.
Yeah, from Kevin Jonas Sr.
Which was awesome. And I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth or anything like that. Like, I appreciate it. I am so glad that we got to go and meet the boys. But you know when you're just like mentally preparing yourself for the day and it takes a hard right turn and you're like, oh, I'm already exhausted and it's only 2:00.
It's true. We kind of ran around South Charlotte yesterday, went to her teeter, went and got a, like Loren said, went and got a gift. And there's some people on hold, Roy, who actually saw us yesterday.
Lisa, so you saw Manny and Loren yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I saw y'all at Harris Teeter.
Oh.
Oh, that was a whole thing.
I don't know. It was just like she has her menu items, her list on her phone, and there's not like a particular pattern.
No, there is a pattern. I stay to the outside of the store.
Yeah, but
when I forget something, then I zigzag.
Yeah, but no, nobody does that. You go in, you go down the up and down the aisles.
No.
You stay to the outside and then you go in?
Yeah, so like we went in and immediately started going on the around the outside.
That's usually where all the fresh food is.
But wouldn't the frozen foods get all not so, like frozen should be last.
That is last. You start at the...
Her teeter's weird too.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. My teeter, all the frozen foods on the left and all the fresh foods on the right.
So where did you see us?
I purposely got there. I left work early because I heard you guys were going to be there, and I've seen Loren there before. You were in the middle. You were doing the zigzag. And it was so funny. Manny was going one direction, trying to push the cart, and Loren is going the other, and she's yelling at him about pushing the cart too fast, and it was just typical chaos.
Do you think other people thought it was weird that we were handcuffed? Like, you heard it. You knew.
Yeah.
I definitely saw a couple people giving you like a side eye.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was hilarious. It was really fun.
The pink furry handcuffs. It's not like we were like incognito.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad I wore my Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show shirt today.
Yeah.
So people would maybe understand that it was for something showbiz related. All right. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for listening. And we're glad that we could give you a laugh in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Chris, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So you got to witness the Loren and Manny shackled for 24 hours.
Yeah, I did. I was actually at the Stonecrest Shopping Center in Valentine, and I saw them trying to get into his Jeep. She had to climb, like, through the passenger door and then, like, climb over the dash, the middle console thing, and, like, to get into the door. It was like the funniest thing. I was like, what in the world are y'all doing?
She almost pulled my shoulder out, Chris.
I know, and you have a bad shoulder. I heard all about it yesterday.
So wait, let me ask you this. Did you hear the show yesterday where you knew we were doing this, or did you just see two people randomly handcuffed and now put it together?
No, I honestly didn't actually hear it yesterday, and so I just saw two people trying to get into a Jeep, and I was like, oh, that's you guys.
Yeah, that was us with the pink handcuffs.
It's like a hurricane.
Strong choices were made.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
There's so much more to talk about, and we can get into it next hour, just after 7:50. By the way, we have an update on War of the Roses at 7:50, but Loren says that she got audio of me snoring last night. We'll talk about that. We got During Your Dirty at 7:30. We'll give everybody a little nugget that we found out from Nick Jonas about the tour.
Okay.
Some funny things that he's seen. And next, I want to talk about Roy Brown. The name Roy Brown.
Okay.
There's something, I think there's something to it, the Roy Brown factor.
That's my name.
But, you know, there's a lot of people out there with that name.
Really?
And I did some research. Is the Roy Brown sitting next to Loren and across from me the most popular Roy Brown? We're going to find out after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people want to know about Loren and I being handcuffed. We got unhandcuffed about 30 minutes ago. We were handcuffed for 24 straight hours. One of the biggest questions that we got in person and on social media, Roy, was how do you go to the bathroom?
Which, and we actually, Manny went to the bathroom live on air yesterday.
We were still handcuffed, but we gave each other 3-minute breaks if we needed it. So, like, Loren changed this morning, and we both took a quick shower, and it was like 3, maybe 4 minutes mm-hmm. unhandcuffed. We reconnected ourselves. So were we handcuffed 24 hours in a row for every single minute? We weren't. We're not going to lie to you and tell you that we were. But we there was moments where one of us needed a break to go take care of business. Last night we slept handcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the floor. She was in the bed. There's audio of me snoring apparently. We'll get to that later on this hour. But we want to talk about the Roy Brown effect.
And is this just people who are more famous than me?
Dude, I don't know. You were on the phone the other day with someone in here. Mm-hmm. Off air, like a private call,
yeah.
And you were saying, "Roy, my name, yes, it's Roy Brown." And then you're like, "No, not that Roy Brown." And I don't know what that what that person said, but then you went on to say something like, "I got a father. You know, my father's also a Roy Brown, and there's a lot of Roy Browns." And
yeah,
my head,
I'm here, right?
It clicked in my head. I was like, "Roy Brown is a very common name, kind of like a John Smith."
I'm going through this audit, and they keep confusing me with my father. I'm like, "I'm a junior."
That's not me.
But you know, I was just. I have family coming in here in a couple weeks, and we're going to have a whole Christmas weekend, and I'm going to take them up to Speedway.
The lights at
the
Speedway.
The lights at the Speedway. And so, but it's like 10 of nine of us. And so I need a van that's big enough. So I've been calling all these places trying to maybe I could find a van to rent. And I called one guy, and he goes, Adventure Rentals, this is Roy. And I'm like, no way. I've never called anyone and their name is Roy.
Hi, Roy. I'm Roy.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you have a common name, if you're a John Smith or a Katie Johnson, I don't know. It seems like Johnson and Smith are very popular last names. Brown's a popular last name. Give us a call if you have a common name and we want to know who the most popular person with your exact name is. 704-570-9595. Like, for instance, there's another Steve Maney out there. Steve Maney is a motorcycle racer in Great Britain. And I think he's older than me, so he's retired now. Mm-hmm. But if you Google my name, you'll see that I was that there's a Stephen Maney who was a motorcycle racer in Great Britain. Am I more popular as a radio host and a former reality TV star star on TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life?
We use the word star loosely.
You do. I don't. Am I bigger than that, Loren?
I'm just proud that my actual identity showed up on the first page of Google. I mean, we have Roy Brown, the blues musician, who evidently was famous, Roy Brown, the Puerto Rican musician, and then we have Roy Brown, who spent 15 years in prison for murder he did not commit, dies.
That wasn't you.
Are you sure he didn't commit it?
I don't know. He's dead now. And then finally you get to me, and you get to, like, you know, Waking Up Charlotte and the Instagram and TLC and, you know, real estate and yeah, yeah, yeah.
704-570-9595. Do you have a common name? I'd love to hear from a John Smith. And then who is the most popular John Smith in the world? What about you, Loren? There's a Kevin Smith, the director.
There is a Lauren Marola, who is a college student.
Well, that's literally you, but without the capital R.
Yeah. And she now, I think she just graduated, and she works for Night Communications.
This is who stole Loren's identity.
The Los Angeles Kings. Yeah.
Oh, so she works operations for the hockey team.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Alicia Moore, 870, texted in, and everyone likes to say, oh, that's Pink's name.
I like this one text from 828 says, I'm married to a Rob Lowe.
But not the Rob Lowe.
That'd be awesome to be married to a celebrity's name,
right?
I'm dating Justin Bieber. What? No, his name's Justin.
And it's actually, it's pronounced Bieber.
This is Matthew Smith. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a very common name.
Yes, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, the celebrity that I first came in contact, not contact, but saw on TV, was Matt Smith from Doctor Who.
Okay, PBS TV show, Matt Smith.
Yep, and it was very entertaining to see my name in the morning credits, or the start credits.
Thank you so much. There's a guy, my brother's name is Kevin Maney, and Kevin Maney, I think, writes for... He's like a political writer, and he's always tweeting. And I think like Trump retweets Kevin Maney's stories.
Oh my gosh.
Also, Tom Kelly is a writer on the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. He's a research guy. While we sleep, we have people that stay awake and help us with articles and stuff. And he's part of a Tom Kelly group. And he thinks he's the most popular one because he works in showbiz.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy. Somebody just texted in and said, I have a customer whose name is Tom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady.
That's so
and
funny.
And every time people talk to him, they make the football joke.
Okay, this is John Jenkins and Shelby. What celebrity are they confusing you with?
Well, it's not a celebrity, but there's a lot of Jenkins, like Jenkins Livermush Construction.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Morris Jenkins?
Morris Jenkins. And then John Jenkins and my family, all the men on my dad's side for 100 years are all John Jenkins.
Isn't that a song?
Jenkins?
John Jenkins. Yeah.
Well, hold on.
My son's name's John Jenkins.
Your son,
well, John Jacob Jenkins, thanks to his mother.
way to go, Mom. Way to ruin 500 years of legacy.
School is always fun on roll call.
That's funny. Thanks, John. Lauren, what was that song?
I don't want to sing it. Now you're going to make. No. There you go. John. Oh, is it? Yeah.
What about Nicole John. Weaver?
So when you Google Nicole Weaver, I am a, there's an actress in the makeup department.
Hmm.
And she got 32,000 clicks this week, so I think Whoa. She's better than me.
Although, you're, right after that, you pop up. So that's pretty good.
Hold on. Okay.
This is, James Dean. That's awesome, James Dean.
In Fort Mill. How's it going, bud?
Going good.
Come on.
I get it all the time, but now think about this. James Dean, obviously, you know, very famous actor back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely not the most popular one, but what's another name for James?
Jimmy.
Yep, so go with Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
You're either a sausage or an actor.
Funny story is, my grandfather, we actually used to do a lot of deer processing down in the South, hog processing, stuff like that. So, yes, this running joke in school, all through school, is yes, I literally do help make sausage.
That's funny. All right.
Thanks, James. Thanks for listening. Chris Johnson in North Carolina, he's on hold. We can't get to him, but that's a pretty common name. I know there was a football player named Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
So if you have a common name, you can DM us at the MRL show, where you should go anyway and look at all the stories of the 24 hours of Loren and I being handcuffed together. We'll get to that up there. And then you could tell us your common name and who the most popular person with your name is. We'd love to hear that.
All right, Loren, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So Grammy nominees came out yesterday, and I feel like Taylor Swift fans are always upset about something, but they are upset over something, and I will tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren and Maney handcuffed for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm, and I got some memories of last night. They ain't good. So Maney and I were handcuffed yesterday for 24 hours after losing our high school football bet. And we spent the day running errands. We went to the Jonas Brothers concert. And then
we met the boys handcuffed.
Yeah.
They couldn't get over the fact that we were handcuffed.
I bet not.
I mean, go look at the picture at the MRL show on Insta. Kevin is, or no, it's Joe.
It's Joe.
Joe's like, what? And they kept talking about it.
Which, by the way, I think Joe is my new favorite. Like, his, like he just has a great personality.
Okay. We'll talk more about that in the dirty, but what...
Yes.
What
anyway,
were you telling Roy?
You were snoring last night, my friend.
It's gonna be a long night. Don't. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And this cat is snoring. And I can't sleep.
on the floor, by the way. It's not even like he's right next to me.
To my defense, that's a long snore right there, by the way.
What was that?
But I'm laying on the floor. Like I said earlier, I'm half on a rug, half on a hardwood floor. My windpipe is all jacked up. Listen to this one.
It's like a double inhale.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
What was that?
That went on for a hot minute.
I'm sorry, Loren.
That's okay.
It's all over.
I literally sat there for a second and I wanted to wake you up and I was... I just couldn't get comfortable because I'm a belly sleeper and I was handcuffed on the wrong arm. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't sleep very much last night.
So put it this way. I slept on the floor, half in between a hardwood floor and a rug, and I had the better night's sleep.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
In the next hour, we'll tell you we got stopped by the cops. They had questions, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll explain.
So yesterday, Grammy nominations came out, and the Jonas Brothers got a nomination. I think it was their first since like 2009 yesterday, so the boys were all fired up yesterday at the concert. But Taylor Swift fans also fired up, not for a good reason. She nabbed three Grammy nominations, but considering that she missed like the big category, I guess, one of the four major categories, and fans were a little upset about that. They'd definitely taken to social media to complain, and I think they thought that this would be like Taylor's big year because she's going to be performing at the AMAs later this month, and it just seems to kind of follow suit. So the Grammys would be the obvious next big thing for her.
Should we share that story that Nick told last night real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
So they have IFBs in their ear on stage so that the Jonas Brothers can talk to each other while the concert's going on.
Yep.
Through the microphone, they can hear in their earpiece. So they said that Nick went out into the crowd like two nights ago in whatever city. And he's like, yo, this is going to be a great show. And they're like, why, Nick? He goes, some girl's holding her purse open so her friend can puke in it.
That's
and walk back on stage.
Yeah.
That's friendship.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Nick Carter is getting a restraining order extension against his brother Aaron. Aaron was a no-show for court yesterday, so of course the judge approved the extension. And Aaron was trying to get a restraining order also against his twin sister Angel, which was denied.
Oh, so that's why he said that he lost in court. Because I saw online, he's like, I'm devastated. I have to move. I lost in court. And I was like, oh, God,
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, he lost against his twin sister, Angel.
Okay.
So. Niall and Lizzo are heading to Saturday Night Live. So Lizzo will be the musical guest on December 21st. Niall will be December 14th. And Jennifer Lopez, although she's not the musical guest, will be on December 7th. But that is your dirty.
I think Eddie Murphy's this weekend. Is that right?
Yes. Nice. Eddie Murphy is with Lizzo. No. Eddie Murphy's with Lizzo on December 21st.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was November.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Let's put Cam in. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take the ring down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
She was just holding on for tonight.
Literally just holding on by a thread last night. Allie, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you were playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Exciting. I can't wait.
Great, because I am so tired from being up all night listening to Mani snore and being at the Jonas concert, so you probably will have a leg up on me.
Okay, good. I need one.
Let's play.
Sounds good. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm heading.
Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Allie, they say the first question on Can't Beat Loren is a gimme. Everybody should get it right, and you should have no problems with this. The Jonas Brothers show was last night, and we got to see the entire family. Grandma, mom, and dad, and of course, the boys took the stage. Where is that family from in North Carolina?
Belmont.
The Ballantine of Gaston County.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey's going to be making a stop in Charlotte on her wellness tour. We can't wait to see which one of her famous friends are going to show up and be part of it. Will it be Michelle Obama or this actor known to us as The Rock? What's his name?
Dwayne Johnson.
The first American Idol winner used her talk show to address the controversy over her and John Legend's remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside. Who is that?
Carrie Underwood.
Nick Carter got his restraining order against his younger brother Aaron extended. What boy band was Nick a part of? And still is, because they still tour, I guess. Nick Carter's a part of what boy band? Three?
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Okay, question five. We know now that Niall Horan and Lizzo are Twitter flirting. And it's because they're both going to be guests, musical guests, on this NBC late night show in December. What show is that?
Saturday Night Live.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it is going to be a tough battle. Our friend Allie in Belmont got four correct.
Okay. What?
The first question's always a gimme. Okay. It's supposed to be the easy one, right?
Okay.
Well, last night we went to the Jonas Brothers concert. We got to see his whole family was there. Mom, dad, grandma, and of course the boys took the stage. They're from what city in North Carolina?
Belmont.
1-1.
And Belmont is what?
Valentine of Gaston County.
You got that right. Mm. Oprah Winfrey's going to be making a stop in Charlotte on her wellness tour. We can't wait to see which one of her famous friends stop by. Is it going to be Michelle Obama or the actor known as The Rock, but his real name is?
Dwayne Johnson.
2-2.
The first American Idol winner used her talk show to address the controversy over her and John Legend's remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside. That is?
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Allie said Carrie Underwood. It's 3-2.
I think Carrie Underwood was like season 5 or 6.
Yeah,
but
Kelly's the OG.
Equally as popular, probably, from the show. Nick Carter got her restraining order against his younger brother, Aaron, extended. What boy band is Nick a part of?
The Backstreet Boys.
4-3.
And question 5. We all know now why Niall Horan and Lizzo were Twitter flirting. It's because they're both going to be musical guests on this NBC late night show in December. What show is that?
That would be Saturday Night Live.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 16 wins.
Allie.
I hate myself.
And you know, when you hear the answer, you're like, I knew that.
She answered quickly and confidently.
Mm. I watch The Voice, so I see her all the time. I should have known that.
All right, Allie, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
All right, I'm Allie from Belmont, and I cannot be Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Allie.
Thank you.
This is for you, Allie.
Belmont, the Valentine of Gaston County.
Oh, my God.
The best thing we have. You guys have a great day.
Still to come.
All right, we got to get to a War of the Roses update. If you remember, it was between Savannah and Josh.
We'll get you caught up if you didn't hear it on Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll play some of the war, but there was questions, and Savannah's got an update for us.
All right. Savannah will tell us if Josh was a cheater, if they're still together, what's happening now in a War of the Roses update in 5 minutes.
You're going to love this one.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
All right, so we're going to have Savannah on with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show for a War of the Roses update. We don't do this often, but a lot of times whenever a War of the Roses ends with a lot of question marks.
And there were a lot of question marks here.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
Savannah wanted to see if Josh was cheating on him after they've been together for a year and a half and they live together. And she said that he walks into the room, or when she walks into the room, he moves his phone and hides it. There was some real shady stuff. And then it turns out that Josh is a huge fan of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Loved being on War of the Roses, but he sent the roses to someone named Paige.
And then used the fact that he was a fan to deflect everything.
And listen, if you didn't hear it on Tuesday, listen to this. We'll play a clip of it so you can get caught up.
You know what, Savannah? I always provide everything to you when we get home today. This is not at all what you think, but this is hilarious. I love this.
Wait, so are you saying
hilarious?
I asked how long you were with this person, and you said it's complicated.
It is complicated, but I'm not going to explain it to you on the radio right now. Although I love the show. I love what you guys do. It's great. But Savannah, we'll have to chat later. I got to get back to work, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, hon.
So bye. Super shady. No,
he's gone.
Now.
Yeah, we just lost him. All right, we're back alive now.
Yeah, that's how it ended.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't believe him.
Okay, we have Savannah back on with War of the Roses. Last time we had you on the show, really for the first time in the history of War of the Roses, it was the quickest way someone got out of it. He said he was a big fan of the show, said he would follow up with you later and tell you how he wasn't cheating. And there was a lot of question marks at the end of it. We didn't really know what to believe, and you were going to get down to the bottom of it, Savannah. Now that it's been a while, it's been some time, tell us what happened between you and your man.
Well, so Josh kept phoning me, texting me, I mean, anything to get in touch, and I needed some time and some space. I really couldn't deal. And he kept begging to meet up, so I finally agreed to meet him for lunch, and I told him, you can't walk this back, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained to me that Paige is an ex-girlfriend of his, which I'd never heard of, So that was a little weird. And then he said that she reached out to him and she was going through a lot and had like a lot of issues. And since he didn't want to be mean or hurt her, he decided to send her the flowers. And I guess it was like kind of a peace offering or something. And he did show me all the texts. And I have to agree, like, she was laying it on pretty thick and he was just trying to be polite, and it looked like nothing had happened between them, like they hadn't met up or anything. But
was she leaving like guilt, like I knew a guy who broke up with his long-term girlfriend and then she started texting him like, I hope you're happy, you know that I have ulcers and that this is really making, you know, you're hurting my health. Yeah, like guilty text messages like that.
You can't stay with somebody for that. I mean,
it was pretty mess with your head kind of stuff. I will say, like, I was like, whoa.
So but Savannah, like his message to her too was like something from the heart. Like, yeah, he wasn't good at writing that kind of stuff, but he was like, I don't know. Like if you were going to send flower, it just sounds really strange to me.
I don't know. I think the whole thing between them sounds pretty psycho. So that was not the right message that he should have been sending to her. But I mean, I get it. She's fragile. And like,
So what are you deciding to do? Never mind her. I'm more interested in you, Savannah. Like, what are you deciding to do here? Are you okay with it?
No, I'm not okay. I mean, we have so much invested in each other but I really have needed some time with this. So we're taking a break and we're trying to evaluate where we are. And I don't know, I'm kind of hopeful, but this kind of threw me for a loop. So I need some time to heal and then try to work on us. So we're taking a little break, but I mean,
but you live together. So how does that work?
No, I moved in with a friend for a while.
Okay.
Probably a good idea.
So. Yeah.
Crazy. Just keep your eyes open because I'm not so convinced.
You're not convinced?
Yeah, I'd just keep your eyes open for a while.
They were pretty benign. I mean, definitely from his, they were benign. She's a little, but.
I guess the problem that sticks out to me, Savannah, is the fact that he couldn't identify. You know, if he wasn't in a relationship with Paige, he would have been like, it's just for a friend. I'm trying to cheer her up.
Right.
When Loren pressed him on the relationship, there was a lot of red flags there.
But maybe he doesn't know how to define that ex.
You know, you would just say it's an ex I'm trying to cheer up, or it's a friend I'm trying to cheer up.
Yeah, but that's none of Loren's business.
Yeah, but even
he
still,
he doesn't
like,
know who you are, although Paige, he did find out, turned out to know exactly who you were, but.
He, like, Paige didn't know that he had flowers to send. You know what I mean? So, like, it wouldn't have, if she wouldn't have known either way, it's not like she would have gotten jealous because he sent them to his girlfriend. No. Like, the whole thing just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Savannah, I hate to say it, but it's your issue that you have to solve, and I'm kind of glad that I'm not wrapped up in this. This is a complicated one, and good luck to you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren, freedom. Can you believe it's already been 24 hours? Yesterday at this time, we were handcuffed together for just an hour and a half.
It felt like 2 weeks.
We made it through the day. We'll have more stories about us being handcuffed coming up in about 30 minutes, including some audio of the hell that Loren had to go through last night.
And then I heard you guys were, like, stopped by the police or something?
Actually,
questioned
by the cops. And then some interesting things happened yesterday when we went into a store.
Okay.
Where we might have been the youngest people in the store, so we were getting a lot of glares.
Okay.
But War of the Roses, Savannah, Josh, we'll wrap this up for the and then we'll be done with it because it started on Tuesday and ended today with a follow-up from Savannah. Josh sent the roses to Paige and then said Paige was kind of like I hate to use the word crazy, but a needy ex, we'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shared a story about how my friend's ex, when they broke up, she started texting him, like, I hope you know that by breaking up with me, you're making my heart issue worse.
Yeah, but
you already know I'm not healthy.
You can't entertain that.
It's the guilt trip. And that's kind of what Josh told Savannah about,
his ex. Like, he sent her the flowers because he didn't know how fragile she was. Do you guys buy that story? 704-570-9595.
Not even close. I mean, we're getting text messages, and I love this text message. Someone said, if it looks like a turd and smells like a turd, there you go. Sorry.
But see, like, I have the other side of it where I know you have to handle some people fragilely, and maybe by sending the flowers. What did he say on the note? He didn't even, that's the thing too, Lauren, he didn't really put anything on the note. Wasn't like, hey, I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, I thought the note was suspicious. I can't remember what he wrote.
He said, I'm not good at this, just put something from the heart, I think is what he, this is something from the heart. Yeah. But, I mean, even still, like,
you shouldn't lead them on.
Right. That's the problem. You can't entertain that behavior. Because it's just going to multiply at that point.
What do you do? Change your number? Legit.
Yeah, maybe.
Ghost them on socials? That doesn't help the person, though, that might be dealing with some mental issues.
Okay,
it's not that easy.
You're not a therapist. You're not a licensed professional. They need to seek the other help. And maybe, hopefully, they have other people in their lives that could help them seek the help.
But he also didn't see, like, he wasn't trying to get her help either. Like, and he's not doing her any good by leading her on.
Right.
The war also took a strange turn because he was a huge fan.
Wait. I'm really confused right now.
Josh, you are on the phone with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses, where we catch cheaters. You just sent romantic flowers to Paige.
No way, dude.
Yeah, yes.
No way. I listen to this show all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're not on it for a good reason, Josh. Who's Paige?
Oh, my God, though. But no. Oh, my God. I'm so stupid. I should have recognized.
Yep, that was our friend Josh, a fan of the show, maybe not any longer, but I'm honestly not so sure that he's 100% cheating like you two are.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
All right, let's talk with Lacey in Pineville. What do you think?
I'm definitely on Lorenz's side. He is 100% cheating.
Lacey, we hear from you quite often with War of the Roses. You usually have a pretty good gauge, you think, huh?
Yeah, he's definitely cheating because there was no way that Paige would have known that he had the roses, just like Lauren said, and she would have never known who he sent them to. He's definitely cheating, and there's something sketchy behind what he's doing.
I agree.
Savannah, on that follow-up, did you hear that follow-up too, Lacey?
Yes, I did. Yeah, and I think she just has a lot invested, and she doesn't want to believe it, but she definitely needs to think about it because he's 100% cheating on her.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Lacey. 100%.
This is Dee Dee in Charlotte.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I've been where she is. I know that because she has so much invested, she wants to stay and tell herself whatever she wants to. But the fact of the matter is, we know that that relationship he has with Paige is at minimum highly inappropriate. I mean, what guy sends roses to another girl when he has a girlfriend unless he wants to somehow keep holding on to that old relationship?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Secondly, if she decides to stay with him, whatever it is that they're having, a couple things are going to happen. A, they're on a break. So what's going to happen? What does someone do when they're on a break? They typically see other people. And then when they're confronted with it, they say, well, we were on a break. She's going to be miserable because she's not going to trust him, and then she's going to make him miserable because she doesn't trust him. What she needs to do is to take some time to get herself together away from that relationship. Don't worry about the being on a break. Just break it, and if it's meant to be, they'll come back together.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Dee Dee. Text message came in. This is an interesting perspective from 803. Paige probably is aware of the girlfriend of Savannah and is totally okay with it, which is why it's complicated, according to Josh. He did say that. Okay. She's probably just sitting back on the back burner. And he's probably telling her, let me figure out what to do with Savannah, Paige, and then I'll holler at you. I don't know. I said it to Savannah in the call. We just got the phone. I go, I'm glad I'm not you.
All right. I mean, I think it's so black and white. Like, I don't I don't understand what Savannah's not seeing, I guess, is my issue.
Well, she's listening to her boyfriend of a year and a half.
And by the way, if this is an ex-girlfriend or somebody that was around, like, how long has it been going on? And you might not have, he may have shown her text message that seemed completely platonic on his side, but the intention was still there to lead her on.
I guess. All right, let's switch gears. Let's get off the war.
Get on to you guys being handcuffed?
Yeah. We'll play the audio if you didn't hear it. Lauren took audio of me last night. Apparently, I slept great. She didn't sleep so great. We'll have audio of that. Plus, everybody wants to know, how'd you do the bathroom? How did you get changed and dressed before the Jonas Brothers show? We'll explain that. And why the cops questioned us. It's all coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's 95.1 with the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
A lot of people want to know, Loren, how did we handle taking bathroom breaks, getting dressed before we went to the Jonas Brothers show last night?
Mm-hmm.
What was our secret while we were handcuffed for 24 straight hours?
So if we were uncomfortable with anything, we had 3 minutes to get through whatever we needed to do.
So we could stay
or
uncuffed.
Hold it in.
Yeah. Which I think maybe I went to the bathroom twice, three times yesterday. Like, there was not a lot of bathroom breaks for me.
Yeah.
There's one clip. And by the way, we have so much up on our story at the MRL show of us and our adventures yesterday. Like, here's a little example of what you'll see on our stories at the MRL show on Insta. Us at the Harris Teeter, Loren, Roy. And you can actually hear someone when we walk in, the guy goes, "Nice cuffs."
Okay. We're going to get strange looks inside the Harris Teeter, y'all. Handcuffed together. Hi. How are you? Thank you.
It's just this to these two people sitting there chatting with their shopping carts, and we walk in. He's like, "Nice cuffs."
This is every husband and wife should do this.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't.
All right, we're at the Teeter. We're doing our shopping. Loren doesn't have her list, so she's going to try and guess it all out.
I need apples. I know that.
Okay, this is how you shop. We've been here for 20 minutes. You don't have anything yet.
She didn't have her list, but she also goes around the outside and then starts going inside to the. So she does like an outside outline and then starts going up and down the aisles.
I think I just start from the left and work my way to the right.
But I don't typically need a lot from the inside aisles. Like, oh. I tried to shop on the outside.
That's pretty good. And we did well. We got in and out of the Teeter. I'll give her credit for that. No problems. And then again, getting in and out of the car. So somebody asked us, tweeted us at the MRL show and said, "Hey, what was the toughest part of the day? What was the toughest part of the day for you?" I have an answer. I want to know if yours was the same. Being handcuffed to me for 24 hours, what was the toughest thing?
I think having to stay at the Jonas Brothers concert when I was ready to leave.
Okay. So
honestly, I think that was the toughest part of my day because I was so like just mentally and physically spent at that point.
And you were forcing her to stay.
I wasn't forcing her to stay.
You weren't leaving.
But I had no idea. I was like, let's just do one more song and then we'll get out of here. And then
one more song and then one more song.
And then we went over and it was my son Dean's first concert.
Yeah.
And so I went over and brought a wine to him and then brought a wine to Amanda.
Oh, I was about to say.
You took a wine to your son?
Because that's how you do a concert.
Yeah.
You give your 6-year-old wine and he enjoys it so much better. I'm an idiot. That's not what I meant. I got the wine for my wife, and then we all left together.
Yeah.
And that was your toughest. That was the toughest part.
Yeah. What do you think the toughest part?
Not getting in and out of my car.
Well, you think that was tough? You didn't even have to do anything.
The toughest thing for me was being handcuffed and just walking, like doing just generic
things.
Yeah. Like we were walking around that gift store with a bunch of older people inside there.
Oh, and it was tight in there too.
And they were people were just staring at us because they didn't know what was going on. And like Loren's grabbing one thing, I'm walking the other way, and you forget your handcuffs sometimes. And next thing you know, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I gotta wait.
Yeah. And you have to like, because there's tables like in the middle, and then you have to walk around the tables, you have to like single file through. It's not like you can both go through at the same time.
And then last night while I was sleeping, we got this wonderful audio clip from Loren.
It's gonna be a long night. Like 2:30 in the morning, and this cat is snoring, and I can't sleep.
I was in La La Land.
Gosh, what's the breathing there?
I don't know. I must have been breathing in. I don't know.
There was a moment I had held a pillow over your head, and I thought about it.
That was fun, though, wasn't it, Loren? That's an adventure of a lifetime.
Oh, it was an adventure.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
I feel like we're now closer together than ever before.
Really? Because I feel like I need some space.
She needs a break.
What's going on in Hollywood?
All right. So Oprah is coming to Charlotte, and she's doing this whole wellness tour, which we've told you about before, but now we're finding out who the big-name celebrities are who's joining her on this wellness tour. And she'll kick this off in 2020. It's called Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life and Focus Tour.
Well, I do have big breasts.
Lady Gaga is going on tour with her. Jennifer Lopez, Kate Hudson, Amy Schumer, Michelle Obama, Tina Fey, The Rock. The list goes on and on. And we did find out that Amy Schumer is going to be joining her right here in Charlotte on January 18th at the Spectrum Center. Halsey, she was one of the artists snubbed for the Grammy Awards. The nominations came out yesterday. And the singer, she received no nominations despite having a great year, especially with her big hit, Without Me. And Halsey isn't upset. She doesn't want her fans to be upset either because she saw them like kind of generating some, I don't want to say hate on social media, but it wasn't, they were definitely concerned. So she went on social media herself and said, please don't waste your time with anger or frustration. I see a lot of you are upset. Of course, I'm sad too. None of it matters. Literally, none of it matters. I'm here, you're here, everything stays the same. And Harry Styles was spotted out in Los Angeles with James Corden. Apparently, he was filming something for the Late Late Show. So in a future episode, we'll get to see him singing Lights Up in a crosswalk.
And I hope that we'll be able to announce maybe tomorrow something we're doing really cool with another solo artist from 1D who's doing something on their own.
Cool.
Either tomorrow or next week from what I hear.
Yep.
Right, Nicole?
According to the conversation I had with her, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you informed, you guys. Yep. We're going to give it to you just like we did the Jonas Brothers. We gave away so many tickets and so many passes to hang with the guys. We'll see what we can do. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What do you got trending and what's hot today?
Okay, so this is something fun for the kids, but they are like felt Christmas trees and snowmen that you can put on your wall, and the kids can decorate them. And the article that I read says that it actually helps your kids focus on their tree and stay away from your big tree with all your bulbs on it. So they know...
I need that.
Yep, that they can go and play with their tree, and they have to leave your tree alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I need that for Ruby.
So we'll have all that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Awesome. Hey, up next, you're talking about the holiday season, and there's something that goes on in my neighborhood, and I'm sure I'm not alone. If you live in any neighborhood around the Charlotte area, you're going to deal with Amazon delivery, right? Yes. You're probably going to deal with one or two issues a week with Amazon delivery. I'll explain what our issue is in our neighborhood coming up in less than 10 minutes. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hopefully, everybody is recovered. If you went to the Jonas Brothers show last night at the Spectrum Center, it was an awesome show. We've got pictures and videos of that, too, up on our socials, Kiss95.1. And, of course, meet and greets with all of our winners. Give away so many passes. It was a lot of fun last night at the Jonas Brothers show. We got to run into Papa Joe. And I don't want to sound like an old papa here, like, but
here we go.
Amazon is red hot right now because of the holidays.
Oh, that's the only way I holiday shop. If I can't get it on Amazon, like, I don't want or need it.
Is it important for you to get it, like, within five, like, click this, order now, and get it within 5 hours, or get it by 5 p.m. today?
I mean, I pay for Prime.
But is it important to you to get, like, same-day delivery? Because that's an option.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
I got a major problem with Amazon, and I'm calling them out because I don't spend money with us, so what do I care? Everybody uses them.
Okay.
Their delivery people, and you might have the same issue in your neighborhood, drive way too freaking fast up and down the street
with
no care in the world because they have to get their packages to their spots because of people like Loren that do same-day delivery.
Oh, I'm so appreciative. Can they drive a bit faster?
Oh, you suck.
Oh, no, I'm such a fan.
We have kids out in the neighborhood. We have a sign that says, slow down, kids are playing.
Well, maybe the kids shouldn't be playing in the roads.
Oh!
Now, hold
they're on.
They're
on the side of the roads getting away from the vehicles.
I just saw a news story on this, and the problem is not people who are ordering same-day delivery. The problem is Amazon doesn't hire enough drivers, and they load these guys to the point where they feel like they can't take a lunch break. Some of the guys are going to the bathroom and, like, jugs in their trucks because they don't have time, and they have to get
serious?
Yeah, because they got to get all these packages to where they need to be by the end of the day, and they're just loading them down. So it's not my issue for wanting it now. I'm paying for that service. It's Amazon's issue because it's supply and demand. I mean...
As long as they're not speeding and breaking the law.
They are.
How do you know?
Because I'm on my, in my neighborhood. We live in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but you probably expect people to drive super slow in your cul-de-sac. What's your speed limit, 25?
Not in the cul-de-sac. Probably 15.
Is there a speed limit sign that says that?
I don't even know if there's a speed limit sign in our neighborhood at all.
So it's probably then 25. Let's
so it's a free-for-all.
So, yeah, it's free-for-all. 55, just go.
And I know you're joking, Roy, but I'm telling you, if your nieces were out there and they were playing in the street and somebody in an Amazon truck or one of those white delivery vehicles drove by at 40 miles an hour to quickly run a package to a neighbor's house...
I agree
You'd
with
be
you.
Pissed.
I agree with you in the sense that they should not be speeding through neighborhoods, and we have speed bumps in our neighborhoods, thank goodness. The point is, it's not the people that are ordering. It's the company's responsibility to hire more people.
How do we fix this issue?
I don't know, Amazon. You tell me.
Well, our phones are ringing. Quite honestly, I'd like to have an open forum. I know Roy doesn't care.
I think you just hire more people.
Parents out there do care. People like me who have to deal with people who are driving up and down the road so fast with no care in the world. And why would they care? They don't live in our neighborhood. They live somewhere else. And they're not, believe me, if they were driving through their neighborhood, they would be going so slow. We called the cops on a driver.
Good.
Oh, wow.
My friend who lives up the street from me is a retired St. Louis police officer, and he yelled at her and hit the van as she drove by, and she sped up as she drove by him.
Yeah, but can't you report that to Amazon?
We did. There's an Amazon number. Absolutely. That's what the cops told us. That's what you have to do. But I'm sorry that I'm so passionate about this. It's ridiculous, though. People are going to get hurt because you're delivering a package.
Okay, but you can't blame that on the consumer.
And by the way, UPS and FedEx, they don't go nearly as fast down the road.
Trust me, I know. I sent them a message if they could speed it up.
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to get delivered something by Friday, and now it's coming Monday. I'm like, what is this? You take weekends off?
If you want to jump in on the conversation, I'd love it both ways. From FedEx, if you work for FedEx or you work for Amazon, who are drivers, you guys are in your busy season now. All these drivers are going to be starting to get super busy. What's the policy? Do you have to go 90 miles an hour to deliver a package on time?
Let's go to Logan in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, bud?
First things first. I challenge Manny on this thought because FedEx is 500 and a half times worse. And if you think differently, fight me.
Okay, can I get your FedEx driver then?
My guy, my guy in my neighborhood is in Logan.
Hear me out. Here's my theory behind it. So Amazon, they have those tiny little those rabbit trucks or whatever you want to call them,
the
little
sprinters.
The little tiny vans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sprinters.
So they're sprinting in the neighborhoods.
They're running full, they're on a 600-meter bolt. I get it. But hear me out. FedEx, when they do it, they're in a giant truck that's like the size they don't have to care, right? Like, what are you going to do? Run into them? They're going to come out on top. I had one pull out of my place of employment about 2 weeks ago, and you have to go down kind of a long driveway relatively long for uptown to get into the front of my property where I work, and homeboy just cuts it around the circle in the rotary, not caring about
not okay.
anyone there, cuts off me and three other people, and just waves and smiles all smug, because what can you do about it? You either run into him and meet Jesus, or you just let it happen. FedEx people are worse.
Okay, all right, Logan, you're in your neighborhood, if that's the case, bud, then you're right. I shouldn't just say it's all Amazon. In my neighborhood, it's the white sprinter vans that speed up and down the street. A lot of them are unmarked, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are probably the contractors. Yeah. That's not even probably Amazon drivers.
Lots of people were on hold. It's a forum this morning, a very important forum.
Well,
is it more important for Roy to get his package by 3 p.m. at the risk of somebody's life?
You can't put it on the consumer. That's why companies carry insurance, and they should be doing background checks on their driver. It is the company's responsibility, Manny.
I'm sorry. Go back and listen to the tape, because Roy said he wants his driver to get there faster so that he can enjoy his Campbell's soup that he ordered.
Okay, but if you hire more drivers, he will get his stuff faster.
Thank you.
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Manny's being overdramatic about this whole Amazon thing. Evidently, there's Amazon
delivery drivers.
Delivery murderers rolling down his street, flying at 50 miles per hour.
And it's when the kids are out in the street, and even though the speed limit's not posted, and okay, it's a public street,
the average person, when you see kids, you slow down. Well, for some reason, the Amazon delivery drivers, they don't slow down. And I think it's because they are busy trying to get their packages out. So, yeah, I'm passionate about it. I'm also passionate about it because there's like 10 of us that sit out in the street and drink. And one dad gets mad and the other dad fires, slow down! I'm going to get this guy when he comes back. Slow down!
You just need to get a sign or something.
We have a sign that says kids playing slow.
Oh, that's right. Lorraine ran it over.
That is true. When she came to my house, she did run it over.
It was parking. It was too close to the street.
This is Carrie in Weddington. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you want to say, Carrie?
What's that?
I said, what do you want to say about it? Are you a driver? Or are you a...
I'm not a driver. My husband works in logistics for Amazon, and they're all contract drivers, and they struggle to get enough hired. So I'm just kind of defending Amazon a bit on that.
And that's why I wanted to have an open forum, because I'm slamming them and telling them that they have drivers that drive way too fast, and they don't care about the kids in our neighborhood. But if it was their neighborhood, they sure would go slow. You know,
it's
frustrating.
It is. But I do think they're constantly trying to hire more drivers and they just can't find enough people to do it. So
what's the pay? What does an Amazon driver make hourly? Do you know?
I don't have any idea. Okay. No.
What does that matter for?
Because maybe somebody listening.
Maybe if they paid them more people would want to drive for them.
Yeah. Maybe somebody listening right now would be like, dang, $22 an hour. That's not bad. I'll do it. And I'll drive slow for Maney. Thanks, Carrie.
I still blame Amazon.
This is John in Charlotte.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
John, you're always out in the streets. You're a Lyft driver. What do you think about this?
So I think it's ridiculous. I actually dropped someone off last week for work at Amazon, and I was reversing out of there. And this guy comes blazing in, one of the white trucks, honks at me, almost hits me. And I'm like, really? Like, they come in blazing hot into Amazon, and I've seen them driving the road. They're pretty reckless, in my opinion. And yeah. I see them there, but see, when I drop people off and pick people up.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm down with the random vans. Now, because the blue vans...
Or the gray, the sprinters,
gray, the gray sprinters, I kind of like them because they're super nice and they take photos of where they leave your package.
And I guess those are Amazon employees. And the white vans are
third-party... For the holidays,
third party.
They have to hire more
It's
people.
Not just holidays, it's year-round, too, but they're third-party hired.
And then have you seen the randos? It's just some dude that shows up in a random car wearing random normal clothes, and he has all your packages.
That freaked me out the first time. I was like, "Who is this cat rolling up to my front door? Like in his
he's just like
95 Civic."
So I was reading about it because Lorraine, you said you saw a story about it. I found it. The Today Show did do a story about it this week, ironically, and they're getting report like from what I read. Third-party drivers, Amazon's not responsible for them. So what do they care? They're not going to tell them to slow down.
They got to wear like a uniform that says I'm a delivery driver or something.
And Amazon should be responsible for them.
Let's talk with Gabby in Cherville. Hey, Gabby.
Hey. So my thoughts on it are that they pay too much money. They pay too much money for what they...
Gabby,
they're not charging enough, so they can't keep up with the packages with the drivers. Like, if they want to hire more drivers, I think they would end up raising the price of the same-day delivery fee.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gabby.
So to maybe frame what she was, I think she's trying to say, they just need to raise their shipping prices so they can afford to go slower.
Let's find out how much they make an hour. Apparently, T knows that.
Okay. Hey, T.
Hey, I just wanted to say that they make $18 an hour.
Oof.
And they were probably flying through because they get like, it's like a block. And so you have like 3 hours to deliver all your packages.
Hmm.
So they're probably flying through because they want to get their
shipping. Oh, so the problem is your neighbors.
That's what I wanted to hear somebody say.
So
Thank you, T.
The specific problem is your specific neighbors. It's your own block that's messing everything up.
Why?
Yeah.
She just said it. They block into a certain area, and they have to get all the shipping done within that certain area for 3 hours. So it's your neighbors.
Why is that my neighbor's fault?
Because you've been blaming us for wanting the drivers to get there quicker.
Yeah, but I don't think you're understanding, T. The drivers have 3 hours to get their packages
because
out.
Because your neighbors are ordering too much stuff.
Tell them
to back it off.
I have a question. Do you mean block, like actual neighborhoods, or do you mean a block of packages?
Like a block of time. So you can pick a block from 5:30 to 8:30 and then they'll give you like 20 packages to go drop off and like wax all or something.
See, that's why they're racing. They have 3 hours. It's like a football game.
Okay, so give them more time or hire more drivers.
Just
I don't know.
As long as it gets delivered on time, I don't care.
But that's why they're driving so fast. Officer Ben in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I've never been so passionate about anything in my life on the radio. Now I'm all freaked out.
Can you get deputized? Because you have a cop that's willing to run radar in Maney's neighborhood.
I have a buddy of mine that works for the Mooresville Police Department, and he wrote the UPS man a ticket in their neighborhood in Christmas 2017, like the first week in December, and literally everything that they ordered off Amazon or whatever for Christmas didn't show up at their house until Christmas Eve at 5 p.m.
Because he wrote him a ticket.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm pointing the finger at Amazon because in my neighborhood, it's the third party.
Oh, good.
Drivers.
Now you're on board with my theory.
But I'm telling you, in my neighborhood, UPS and FedEx drive slow and they respect it. When they see the kids, they slow down. By the way, if the kids aren't out in the street and you're coming through at 10 when they're in school,
fly through.
I don't care if you do 100.
No.
Seriously, if you see the kids, though, slow down. Have some respect. Right,
you.
Officer Ben? I gotta go lay down. I feel woozy.
Is he even a police officer? Let's talk with someone who actually works for this company that you hate. Kim in Charlotte, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ray Morning Show, the ultimate showdown. Go ahead, Kim.
I feel like I'm an open pinata.
Hi.
What?
Hi. I do the flag for a regular vehicle, and that's who delivers the packages. Like if you order Prime Now or things like that, that's who come. But those regular Amazon trucks, they fly where the warehouse is. Like I've almost gotten hit twice picking up packages for my route.
So now you're blaming the white vans or blaming the gray vans?
No, it's both.
Both
fly.
What are you?
Yeah.
She said she drives
Amazon,
the white.
The ones that are marked and the ones that are unmarked both fly. Especially over by the warehouse itself.
You drive the unmarked one though, right, Kim?
Yeah, I drive my regular vehicle.
Okay,
so do you
have to speed up because T called a little while ago and said that they have blocks. Like the reason why these drivers are speeding is because they want to make their deliveries within that window, or else they'll get punished, fined, or not get their bonus.
For us that are contracted, no, not necessarily. Yeah, you have to deliver those packages in that time frame,
or else what happens?
I guess you could be lose your chance to deliver packages through them.
They'll just drop their business or something. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kim. We're up against the clock here, but okay. Dude, do you see the issue, though? The issue's the company that hires this third-party company is saying, hey, you got 3 hours to get your deliveries out.
Yeah, they need more drivers.
$18 an hour. Go fill out your forms right now.
Drive slow.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I got another funny thing about my neighborhood for you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, old man. What's going on
with
you?
This just came through.
Which, by the way, I'm about to move into a house and I have like a neighborhood now. I wonder if that's what I'm slowly going to become. Am I like going to become Maney where I care about the rain and my grass and I need to put seed down?
Yes. You will. Captain Jim's in here. He's telling you the same thing. You will. So somebody texted on my neighborhood text chain. Like I'm with all the people that live in my cove, like six guys, all the dads.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, oh, Maney, get Amazon. You know, they were just hearing me complaining about the Amazon drivers driving too fast. So then this other guy says, this is so funny. He goes, hey, whose black Toyota is parked in the sack?
Okay.
And the guy who said that says, does anyone know that? And we're like, no, we don't know that. And he says, I called to have that car towed.
Whoa, that's a move.
Another dad says, I just figured it was one of our other neighbor's cars because he's got 10 cars. And so the neighbor across the street, the guy who originally was going to have it towed, says 2 to 3 days is way too long. And inside looks like a crime scene. It's dirty as hell.
Oh, my gosh.
So other neighbors are like, it's a dump car.
Oh, I should never go to your neighborhood. Don't even look at my car.
Somebody committed a crime in this car and then dumped it in our cul-de-sac, right?
Oh, you guys are so dramatic.
Oh, my God.
You have to understand something. Like three, and my buddy Kevin, who you know from DryPro, he's on here too. So like three out of the six are joking about it right now, but the other three are serious about it, you know?
So then the former police officer from St. Louis says the police will take care of it, run the plates, and they'll find out if it's abandoned or if the plates are, you know, shows up wanted. So all this is going on. People are sending pick gifts of cars being towed and police officers. Then we get this text from the other neighbor who has all the cars, whose car we thought it was. And he goes, "That's the guy buying my car. It's going to be gone today. He took my car on a 3-day test drive and left his here. Sorry,
oh my
everyone.
Gosh, a 3-day test drive?
That's what my friend says. He goes, 3-day test drive. Where'd he go? Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why do you trust somebody with your car on a test drive for 3 days? That's robbery.
You are going to love neighborhood life, Roy.
No, I am
that's
not.
That's not normal.
I'm not. I have a messy car. They're going to think I'm like some criminal driving through the neighborhood.
And by the way, for the record, the chateau where Loren lives, if a car is there for 1 hour,
listen,
that's towed.
I drive a 2013. That's too old for that neighborhood. I drove through my Ford Taurus, and they're like, oh, boy.
Attention, everyone. There's a 2016 Lexus in the parking lot out there in the street. Have it towed immediately.
Are you saying Loren's neighborhood has a royal crier at all times?
Yes. There's not a text chain. It's an audio. Yeah. It's like a speaker.
Speakers
yes.
throughout yeah. the neighborhood.
Whoever's car is the Lexus, the 2017 Lexus, please see the manual for living in the chateau. Cars 2018 and older must be parked in behind or in a garage.
And by the way, you get the courtesy announcement when it's a Lexus. If it's a Honda, they tow it immediately. Yeah. It's like, there's no Honda in this neighborhood.
Did you guys see what happened yesterday? What happened yesterday? There was a Honda.
Oh. How long was it there?
About 20 minutes. Oh, my God. Passes out.
That's not true.
I like giving you crap. You live on the non-bougie side of your...
I slept in the chateau last night.
Yeah. I didn't hear you complaining then.
No, I slept like a log.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.